Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. We are continuing the important topic of Jesus' resurrection today. And I am so excited to share with you some information. I was reading, researching, praying, preparing for this topic, and I read the statements of two credible professors. Professor Thomas Arnold, the Lord Master of Rugby University, author of The History of Rome, and the holder of the Chair of Modern History at Oxford University, was well equipped to evaluate evidence to determine historical fact. After carefully sifting the ancient documentation for the crucifixion and the resurrection of Christ, this renowned modern-day scholar wrote, "I have been used for many years to study the histories of other times and to examine and weigh the evidence of those who have written about them. I know of no one fact in the history of mankind, which is proven by better and fuller evidence of every sort to the understanding of a fair inquirer than the great sign which God has given us that Christ died and rose again from the dead." Another wonderful, credible scholar, John Singleton Copley, a professor at Cambridge University and Attorney General of Great Britain in 1824, rose to the highest office as judge in England. He was recognized as one of the greatest legal minds in British history. After his death, a document was found among his private papers in which he had written, "I know pretty well what evidence is, and I tell you, such evidence as that for the resurrection has never been broken down yet." Okay, historicity of the resurrection. Note, my friend, that certain facts are undisputed, even by secular, non-religious historians. These facts include: 1. Jesus Christ was crucified and died. This happened. There was eyewitnesses. Jesus' tomb was empty after his burial. You can read this record in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 20. There was a proclamation that Jesus had risen. Jesus' disciples talked about it. According to the Gospel, after Jesus Christ died by crucifixion, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear. You can read that in the Gospel of John, chapter 19. Then his body was taken down from the cross and laid in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. A large and heavy stone was placed at the front of the tomb, and the Roman seal was placed on that stone. Well-trained Roman guards constantly watched and guarded the tomb. On the third day, the tomb was empty. Following Jesus' arrest, his disciples were afraid. You see, the Gospel records everything. We read, "Then all the disciples deserted him and fled." Gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew, chapter 26, verse 56. However, several days after the resurrection, the same group became courageous. Their transformation occurred not only because they had seen an empty tomb, but because they had seen and experienced the risen Christ. I love it. I love it. As an ex-defense lawyer, I appreciate evidence. If someone were to ask, did these disciples lie about seeing Jesus alive again? The answer would be simple. What could they possibly have gained by lying? Prestige, wealth. According to tradition, Jude and Simon Peter were crucified. Luke was hanged from an olive tree. Paul was beheaded. Philip was scourged and crucified. James, son of Zebedee, was killed by the sword. Mark was dragged through the streets by his feet and then burned alive. James, half-brother of Jesus, and Barnabas were stoned to death. This treatment was their earthly reward for proclaiming the good news. Jesus is risen. He's alive. He offers forgiveness of sins. And he gives eternal life to those who believe in him. I love it. Don't you love it? Would these disciples subject themselves to such a cruel punishment if they had any doubt that Jesus rose from the dead? Let me answer that with this observation. When I was working as a defense lawyer in Egypt, I worked for my father, who has been practicing law for about 50 years, like my grandfather was also a lawyer for about 50 years. We all had great relationship. My older brother, Farid, we used to talk all the time, used to work as the chief judge of the Supreme Court in Egypt. He retired and now works in the Ministry of Justice and a legal counselor for Egypt and other Arab countries. We have never seen or heard of a witness who allowed himself to go to prison or to suffer for something that he knew was a lie. Never. Okay, my friend, Jesus rose from the dead, just as we read in the gospel according to his disciples. Remember, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, and John, chapter 2, we read, Jesus took his disciples aside and told them, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about me will be fulfilled. I will be delivered over to the Gentiles, will be mocked, insulted, spit upon, flogged, and killed. On the third day, I will rise again. Hallelujah. I shared with you in previous programs some of these amazing prophecies, which is written in the Old Testament hundreds of years before Jesus was born, that these prophecies were fulfilled when Jesus came to earth. My friend, the resurrection of Jesus is a fact proven by many prophecies that predicted it. Also, the fact of Jesus' resurrection is proven by the evidence of witnesses, which I shared in our previous program, some of them with you, written all over the gospel. You must read the gospel, the wonderful news we read in the gospel. Christ has been raised from the dead. He is the first of a great harvest of all who have died. So you see, just as death came into the world through a man, now the resurrection from the dead has begun through another man. That's what we read in the gospel in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Just as everyone dies because we all belong to Adam, everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life. My friend, when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, that was the beginning of the most wonderful thing to us. Because Jesus Christ alone defeated death and is alive today, Jesus' resurrection is also a fact proven by the wonderful change that will happen in your life as soon as you repent and put your faith in Jesus Christ and invite Jesus to enter your life. The living, eternal Spirit of Christ will enter your life and your life will be changed. That means that you too will defeat death. But you must repent and put your faith in Jesus. Please pray this prayer with me. God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you anymore. I'm sorry, God. I disobeyed you. God, I put my faith in Jesus right now that he died on the cross and paid the penalty for everything wrong I have done. God, thank you for your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you. Send you some free materials, perhaps guide you to a good church close to you. Remember, my precious audience, we are one team. We are one family. Rest of my audience, I have a prayer request. Right now, we are making serious efforts to trying to use mass media, satellite TV in Arabic and in English, social media, Facebook, YouTube, mobile phone, Instagram. If you can help our ministry to Muslims in any way, contact me. Would love to talk to you and see how can God use you. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. Hallelujah. God's peace with you. Salam. Peace.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.